Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Numbers 8, verses 5 to 26, sweeps us back more than 3,000 years to stand in the desert with the children of Israel. Today, the Levites, the servants of God's servants, the priests, are going to be prepared to work in the tabernacle. Everything must be done exactly as God commands. While the details are different, the lessons are the same for us today. The Lord Jesus is God's chief servant. It's hard to think about the King of Kings being a servant, but there's no doubt this is true. The Father calls him my servant 3 times in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1, 49, verse 6, and 52, verse 13. And the first of these statements is repeated concerning the Lord Jesus in Matthew 12, verse 18, in case we have any doubt who God means. But like the Levites, we are to be servants of God's servant. Jesus said, quote, if anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. John 12, verse 26. What a privilege! Let's notice the 3 references in this section that describe this service. In verse 11, it's called, quote, the work or service of the Lord. This elevates even the most trivial task. We're doing it for him. In verse 15, it's called the service of the tabernacle of meeting, also in verses 22 and 24. Here we're reminded that while we serve the Lord, that service is often like the work of the Levites, putting things up, then taking things down, moving here and moving there, doing the things that no one notices if they're done right, and everyone seems to notice if they aren't. In verse 19, we read of, quote, the work or service for the children of Israel. Yes, in serving God, we serve his people, and even if they don't always appreciate it, we know he does. Yes, we're serving the only servant king.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.